Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, January 14th. State officials say coronavirus infections in Michigan are trending in the right direction, and that means some indoor restaurant dining could resume on February 1st. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer explained the requirements that need to be met.
The factors we are looking at when making decisions are falling cases, percent of COVID hospital beds available, and falling positive test rates.
State health data show that the positive test rates have seen a slight increase as the number of new infections declines. Whitmer says even if those conditions are met, there will likely be restrictions on the number of people allowed inside dining rooms. Also, when it comes to vaccinations, Whitmer urged patience as the state works to get more doses from the federal government. Local health departments are fielding hundreds of calls and emails as residents try to make their appointments to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Taylor Wisner says many people will have to wait because there are not enough doses to meet demand.
During a virtual news conference Tuesday, Munson officials said it could be a while before its patients 65 and older can get a COVID vaccine. They say the infrastructure for administering doses is ready, but health departments and hospitals aren't getting enough of the vaccine to meet demand from the many seniors that live in the area. The state sent less than a quarter of doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines local officials requested. Here's Munson's chief medical officer, Christine Nefsi.
We got less than 1,000 doses this week of a vaccine, and we've been told we're not receiving new Moderna vaccine until the end of the month. So what we request and what we want to give out isn't always the same as what we receive.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the federal government is responsible for the delays. She says the incoming Biden administration has committed to send more doses. I'm Taylor Wisner.
Legislation has been reintroduced by two Democratic state senators that would ban the open and concealed carrying of firearms in the Michigan Capitol building. This comes after last week's armed attack on the U.S. Capitol and after armed protesters were in the state Capitol building last April. Senator Dana Polhanke co-sponsored the legislation.
The reason people would want to bring guns to our Capitol is to intimidate or to shoot. That's it. And both are wrong.
Earlier this week, the Michigan State Capitol Commission voted to ban the open carry of guns. People with valid concealed pistol licenses can still carry them into the Capitol. Polhanke says all guns need to be banned to keep lawmakers and their staff safe. Shipping on the Great Lakes is wrapping up this week. The season officially ends on Friday when the Sioux Locks closes for a maintenance period. This year's shipping season faced some serious delays early on due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Eric Peace is the head of operations and communications for the Lake Carriers Association. He says the safety of crews has been a priority.
We've taken significant precautions on our side to make sure we mitigate COVID. And to date, we have not had any LCA-enrolled vessel experience a member on board with COVID-19. All indicators right now is that we're going to have a strong 2021.
He says other than safety, the next season is also looking good because of high demand for products that are typically shipped on the lakes. It's the end of an era for movie lovers as one of the last remaining mainstream video rental stores closes its doors. Family Video is closing all of its locations. As Laura Michaels tells us, in Cadillac, employees are feeling the loss.
Employees at the Family Video in Cadillac say while the end may have been in sight, COVID and the demand for streaming services sped up the company's demise. Erica Barnes is a store manager at one of the two Family Video locations in the city. She says she's relishing the final days.
I am trying to enjoy every moment I have with my customers. A lot of them that are coming in are regulars that I may never see again.
Family Video owns close to 250 stores in the United States, 58 in Michigan. The company says all will be closing. I'm Laura Michaels, WCMU News.
In our forecast, it'll be cloudy today. The Lower Peninsula will see some patchy fog this morning, and a bit of freezing drizzle is possible north of the Mackinac Bridge. Highs from 36 to 40 statewide, 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.